penis can go in a vagina. I've never tried.
I don't want to try.
Yeah, why would you?
That'd be awkward.
Well, it's going to get hard if it's limp, you know? You feel that song. Oh, you know, no.
Jesus, like, so... this, I'm going home.
You're listening to IGP, Infection Gaming Podcast.
And hello, ladies and sirs, and welcome to IGP, the real episode 8. This is a late night edition. We're recording this 11:20. Holy shit. It's probably past your bedtime, Connor, but we're going to do it anyways. It is Tuesday, April the 10th, 2012. Your hosts for this evening are I, Carlos Cordero, with me to my left.
I don't remember my name. Steven Arcee here, how you guys doing?
I'm doing great. I'm pumped up. This McDonald's got me wired. There's sugar in there, fucking salt. Okay.
I can see
and to my right,
Connor Bergman.
You in an Empire shirt?
Yes.
I have to, like, join the Republic now. Change the whole line.
That's my plans all along.
Anyways, too many games.
Any hoosers?
Yeah, I don't know where it is. We're just going to leave it.
What?
New video game releases of the week.
Not too many games this week, eh?
Oh.
There's like 155, I think. Okay.
I really think there's you're exaggerating.
There's like four and only one's a big release.
And I wouldn't even call
it. It's a big PC release.
It's like when your girlfriend says, it's pretty big, and you're like, yay, but it's not. Yeah. Okay. To the rest of the world, it isn't.
I don't know, 13's pretty big, man.
Alright, so our
so
one...
So two.
Whoa. And our one game that's like really big isn't even... Like retail, it's a free to play download game,
which is awesome.
Steve, you want to tell us about the game of the week?
Not really, but I will. It's called Tribes Ascend. It's a free to play multiplayer online first person shooter. So it's like a multiplayer first person shooter. You shoot people. The end of the game. That's how it is.
Actually, shooting the people doesn't end the game.
Yeah, it does.
It's capture the flag.
Game's ended.
Every game's capture the flag.
Yeah,
that's the
game.
Dumbest thing I've ever
it's
heard.
Not. I don't believe him.
No,
I've played it.
You played
that's
the beta.
That's gotta be one thing.
That's what the original Tribes was.
I played the original Tribes when you were still semen in your dad's balls.
I highly doubt that.
Okay, maybe you were six. But anyway, it's developed by Hi-Rez Studios and published by Hi-Rez Studios, which I Wikipedia them. They made one other game, and it was some shitty game that came out a couple years ago. I can't remember. Either of you guys did you do your homework? No?
No.
I can't remember.
I don't care about
it. Was some shitty game that, like, was terrible, too.
Connor probably played it.
Yeah.
Probably.
Like we said, it's a PC exclusive, it's free, so can't go wrong, really. Well, you could play it, and it's horrible.
Yeah. Right?
But yeah, it uses iconic Tribes aspects, which I played Tribes 1 when it came out way in the day. I fucking loved it, because it was jetpacking before Halo Reach, Halo Reach made it cool. And skiing, which is anytime you build up momentum, like Mario and fucking the old Mario games, when you would jump and then land, or if you're jetpacking and land, you travel still a big long distance.
Yeah.
Kind of likes to ski sometimes, too.
Yeah.
It's a different kind, though.
You can't really tell on a podcast what just happened there, but yeah, that's unfortunately, the biggest game.
Yeah, it's got class-based loaded systems and all that stupid shit.
Yeah, depending on what you pick, you get to 3 weapons, 2 main hands, plus a melee weapon.
Yeah.
And yeah. Little free game if you want to check it out.
They just released a whole bunch of DLC for different classes and stuff, so.
Yeah, game's out and already got DLC. Okay, Capcom.
But it's free, so.
Yeah, right? It's probably a microtransaction.
There is microtransactions.
Yeah, for different skins and stuff.
That's how free play makes their money.
But yeah, so that's it. Another game that I really want to pick up is Skullgirls.
Yeah, right.
Just because the word girls is in it. I know nothing about it, so hopefully Steve will tell me.
Yeah, I know you know nothing about girls.
Especially Skullgirls.
It's pretty much it's a 2D fighter, fast-paced. And then you play as fierce warrior women only. That's pretty much the only thing I can say about it.
That's it?
It's a fighter. What do you say about fighting games? It's a
you
fighter,
fight.
Yeah. Well, it's like an anime style, kind of like, I guess not anime, but...
So kind of like BlazBlue?
I guess it's kind of, yeah, no, it's Dark Deco World style, I guess they call it. I don't know what they call it. But yeah, like, you're pretty much women fighting. Times. Call it dead or alive kind, I guess.
Oh, I'm really
fine. But they look like not like...
As he's falling ball to it, and he's there.
It's not that kind of fighting, though.
Disappointment. Sorry, all right, sir. Another game, Connor?
The Splatters.
It's another arcade game.
Yeah, it's a physics-driven puzzler where you control liquid-filled creatures with one purpose, to kill them. More points for stunt kills and combos.
Yeah.
Funny story, me and Steve played the Splatters with your mom last night.
Whoa. I killed her. That's terrible. Yeah, so pretty much it's like a puzzler where you move your, I guess they're like, I don't know, like little balls of, I don't know,
I didn't
even, watery things look like, and they like have faces, and you make like, you like go up and down, and spin, and hit each other and make it bigger, and I don't know.
Man, it seems so easy to be a video game developer. No.
The coding is
it? Yeah, I'm sure the coding and that stuff, but like for the idea of a video game.
You know, let's create a game where you have to destroy water creatures.
Yeah, just do anything. It's ridiculous.
Is there already
throw some girls in bikinis and you sold a million copies? At least one.
Yeah, they're guaranteed to sell at least one.
To you.
Yeah. Exactly. Alright, another game, Connor?
Fez. It's a platforming game, which is a 2D, 3D perspective shift in the manner similar to Super Paper Mario and Crush.
Yeah.
That's basically what I read.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Good times.
Not a lot about it.
So, yeah, really slow week.
It was supposed to be released 2010. That's when it was first.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Holy
was it 2010 or 2011? But it was like, yeah.
The game better fucking kick ass.
No,
it probably doesn't.
It's probably shitty. Yeah.
Alright, so that's it. Guess any. This is probably the shortest new games thing we've ever done. Any reason? Do you think why? Like, nothing else. What came out last week that was good?
Nothing?
Like, it seems like a good window.
Ridge Racer was actually pretty decent.
We said good, okay? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, I don't know. It's been.
They could have stole the week.
Next week.
Yeah, but then after that, it's.
What's next week?
Witcher 2?
But that game has already been
out. Exactly. It's only console people are going to play it.
So. Well, PC gets a huge update as well for free.
Interesting.
Well, that's next week, though. Now we're fucked. All right, we're doing next week.
No, no episode next week.
Yes!
I'd be stoked.
News, rumors, and other shit.
All right, I want to start with Resident Evil 6.
Yeah.
This new trailer came
giraffe
out.
Getting
looks
blown.
Amazing.
Yes.
The best thing I saw was Chris and Leon fighting. I want Chris to get shot in the face.
No way.
Yeah,
Chris is gonna take that emo boy down.
Yeah, right. Leon's a man.
Look at, well, when we're playing co-op and it comes out, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, right. If it's
turns into a fighter.
Yeah. If it's real gameplay, you're gonna lose right away, hands down. But
hopefully it's quick time. Call Nick over.
Yeah. Nick can play for you and I'll win. Alright, so that has three new playable stories with co-op. All three of them. There's Leon S. Kennedy and Helena Harper. You get to play as Chris Redfield and Pierre Nivans, who's his BSA partner, some gay guy.
Okay. Well, I know I'm probably going to get shafted anyways, but since you obviously call dibs on Leon...
You can be Chris.
I'll be Chris and you get fucking gay Pierre. Is that okay with you?
Yeah. And then the new one is, which no one really knew who it was, his name is Jake Mahler, a.k.a. Wesker Jr., and... Sherry Birkin, which everyone thought it was actually
Graham. Sherry.
Yeah, so it's actually Sherry Birkin from Number 2, which you save at the end of 2 if you haven't played it. I'm sorry.
Spoilers.
A long time ago.
Also, if you played Operation Raccoon City.
Spoilers. But that's
I don't think
new.
Anyone did.
Actually, a lot of people bought it.
So.
Actually, today some guy came in, he was looking through the CDs, and he had the USS badge on his, sewn into his sweater.
That's awesome.
Man. I was like, look at this fucking nerd.
Wait a second. What's the CD?
Is this the guy who has a Mass Effect thing on his work thing?
Yeah, that was my work vest. Yeah, this for work.
Hi, and the places you get to go are North America, warrant on Eastern European state, Eudonia, I guess, Chinese city of Lasing. It's an all-new sea virus, right?
But yeah, it's cool that they're splitting it up into, like, three separate campaigns.
Yeah. I thought that was cool.
Each with its own different style. Like you said, the Leon one is supposed to be more...
Yeah.
What's the word?
Traditional
survival horror.
The designer used gothic horror, which is more classic Resident Evil, like back to 2, 3, blah blah blah. And then the Chris one is more militaristic style horror, which would take Resident Evil 5 and amp it up even more with squad based and such. And then the Jake Mueller one, I think is maybe a mix of, because all they're saying is it's a being chased type of horror.
Well, the videos just seem to always be...
Yeah. Like classic survival horror where you don't get weapons?
No, he doesn't have weapons.
Well, yeah, but like, is that the feel that they're going to try to go for?
I don't know. I get it. I saw the video, I don't know.
Right, but yeah, that's cool, so interesting to look forward to. But yeah, another news is the release date has been bumped up from November 20th to October 2nd.
Which is sweet.
Yeah, they said the reason was that they had such amazing feedback and everyone is so excited when they released the launch trailer that they were like, fuck, let's get this game into people's hands beforehand. I don't believe that. Right? Like, I don't think they're like, oh, everyone likes it, let's pump it sooner.
What they'll do is cut that
in. The real reason, right, is probably they were like, hey, there's Assassin's Creed 3, Bioshock Infinite, all this other shit, let's try to get ahead of it. So with it coming out October 2nd, it'll be the first big AAA title of the fall.
You know, yeah.
Which I think is a good idea.
Well, I think, wasn't 600 people are working on it? And 150 are in staff.
Yeah, that's a lot of people trying to make this game good. I'm really excited.
You can see why that's a lot of people working on one game.
Oh, hell yeah.
At the moment, co-op was confirmed. Like you said, you went into how each campaign has two main people. Yeah. Plus, they're going to have mercenaries right off the bat. You don't have to unlock it. It's just finally good to go.
Which is weird, because usually you have to unlock it.
Yeah, it's the first one. And
I bet Hunk's in it.
Connor got a boner.
I did.
Hunk's in everything. Yeah. I didn't know it makes no sense.
And at the moment, no ports to the Wii U are in progress. So it'll just be a 360 and PS3.
That's just the way all the Resident Evil seem to be. Yep. Like, they give, like... the Xbox and Resident Evil 5, they gave Xbox and PS3, and then they gave the Wii Darkside Chronicles and Umbrella Chronicles. Yeah. But no,
Resident Evil 4 was Nintendo first.
Which was GameCube, which I bought it.
You know why it's not on the Wii U? Because the Wii U isn't powerful enough.
No, that's probably because they're like, fucking, look at this tablet controller, how are we going to work this in? Yeah. That'd be cool to chase scene on that, be like, woohoo!
It shows, shows behind you on the tablet?
That'd be
holy
cool.
Fuck yeah. Right, because as you're walking around, every now and then you look at the tablet and see what's behind you and shit. That'd be badass. Welcome, Capcom.
Especially for Leon's part, like it's like a zombie screaming. You're like, oh, fuck!
Yeah. Anyways, alright, more news on the front is we got a shit ton of BioWare intel. Different news about some company that was cool until they...
Yeah. Until the worst company in America bought them.
What? They beat Bank of America?
Yes! That's what happens when you have an online poll.
True story. That's, I mean, a lot of people were saying that Bank of America is worse because they, like, ruin people's lives and blah, 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 but...
Yeah.
On the internet...
They ruined a lot of gamers' lives.
Yeah, but not to the point where they
don't have a house
and being raped by Connor and John.
Hey, only every second Tuesday.
Anyways, so some of the news from BioWare front is some Dragon Age 3, if that's what they're planning on calling it, I never fucking know. Yep. They have, it's not official news, but the developer said that they have three new things that they would like to change about the game. One is equipment for your followers, which I liked in the first Dragon Age, and then in 2. That's basically the theme of this whole thing, is it was cool in Dragon Age Origins, and then they fucked it up in Dragon Age 2.
I love the fighting in Dragon Age 2, though. It was fun.
Yeah, exactly. It's more fluent, blah, blah, blah. But
I preferred 1.
There's so many things that I prefer Dragon Age
over. But once you play 2 and you play 1, it's so boring.
I'd rather go back to 1. Yeah.
That's because you had to beat it on easy, didn't you?
No, I beat it on normal.
You beat it on easy.
Chat?
How long did it take you to beat the last boss?
30 minutes.
3 days?
It took me 30 minutes the first time, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. You were, like, fighting, and then your very last potion.
Soloed it, yeah.
Alistair was the only one left in this one potion, and he finally killed
it. I had, like, 30 potions on Alistair, and I was beating down the dragon. I'm like, potion. Potion. It was like a 30-minute epic battle, like, in total. And yeah, Steve was right. I'm like, potion! And then my last health, I'm like, went in slow-mo and started stabbing.
My first time, I was under-leveled. I didn't have the key, so I was fucked. And I didn't realize you could use the ballistas.
Oh, man.
Bastolins?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, but yeah, the second time I was a mage, I was like, oh, this game's easy.
The first time I beat it was easy. Yeah. As long as you have a mage, though, because when he flies onto the pedestal outside, if you don't have a mage, it's, like, impossible to hit him.
And you need a healer.
But yeah, so for Dragon Age Rumor 3, they're going to be allowed to have equipment for your followers. And that'll alter their appearance, blah, 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 stats, all that. Also, they want to make it more so that your decisions matter. I.e., like, Mass Effect... Once upon a time, they mattered.
Right? Nothing matters nowadays.
But yeah, so they want to try to make it more like that, which I'm all for. And also, no more reuse of levels, which is my favorite. Because in Dragon Age 2...
That was bad.
Every fucking one cave dungeon and city looks the same. Like, anytime you go into a different area, it's all the just reused shit.
I did every side quest, too.
Yeah.
There was, like, one dungeon.
No, there was a couple, but they were all...
So, they're saying no more reuse of levels, which would be...
There's, like, four different levels or something they used the whole game?
Yeah.
For, like, the outside the castle?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Want to talk about some more stuff on the BioWare front?
Mass Effect 3, free DLC, Resurgence.
There we go.
Which is kind of changing of the ending. Was just more... What
no, the Resurgence is
a Resurgence is the free DLC that comes out today.
It's the weapon one,
yeah,
right?
Multiplayer
weapons.
There's two new maps, Firebase Condor and Firebase Hydra.
Yeah, that's the other one.
You get some new unlockable characters. There's six of them total. Some new weapons and consumables.
And it's free.
I love Mass Effect, but I haven't and will never touch the multiplayer.
I've played the multiplayer.
I've never even played it once.
It's actually pretty decent.
To me, Mass Effect is my single player campaign. That's it. I'll never play multiplayer.
Just like Assassin's Creed, I've never touched the multiplayer.
Apparently, it's horrible. It's like videos and stuff. I've seen people just hate it.
I find it's good.
This is the guy that beat Wet. I just can't believe you, no matter what you tell me. Well, yeah, it's free DLC. How often does that happen? You think this has anything to do with all the flack
the
they've taken?
Yeah. It's definitely
I definitely think it is. Steve, you got a coma there?
Oh, what?
You just got really quiet.
Oh, no.
I know it's late, but come on, drink some Pepsi.
Pepsi! Woo! I'm not tired at all.
All right. Also, yeah, the Mass Effect 3 extended cut. You want to talk about that since you just hinted?
Never heard of it.
Spoilers.
The extended cut, no new choices or gameplay, supposedly, but, you know, BioWare likes to lie, so...
I believe it. That'd be a lot of work.
Yeah.
To add new choices and gameplay?
I think they're gonna make a new ending eventually.
Said it day one, I'm sticking to it.
They're changing it.
No, they're not changing anything. They're just giving you more.
They're adding it, that's changing.
The end thing is still gonna be the same.
Yeah.
Shepard's still gonna die.
What, all 20 endings the same?
Shepard can't live, though, in one.
He can't. He's gonna die no matter what.
Supposedly, when he's laying there going,
yeah, you can his chest is moving up and down, and you can hear him breathing.
Yeah, then he gets raped.
Yeah,
by three zombies. Husks. And cannibals.
No.
Two husks and a cannibal coming, made on top of him. Hi, they're gonna be different endings. Here's the quote from BioWare. Are there going to be more? People ask, are there gonna be more different endings? Different endings or ending DLC in the future? BioWare said, no, strongly believes the team's artistic vision for the end of the arc of the Mass Effect franchise. So,
yeah.
I guess it explains the existing ending more.
All the people that are like, change the ending, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you, kids. This is their game. They'll do whatever they want. I didn't think the ending was bad.
No,
go suck a dick. It's
they don't
fanboy jumpers.
They bought it.
I mean,
exactly.
Like I said,
that was the
1.6.
The best picture I saw, it was on Reddit, and it was like, how EA customers feel about EA and like how everyone hates them. They're like, fuck EA, they make shitty games. Mass Effect's gay, the ending was terrible, blah blah blah. But at the end of the day, it shows that EA, you know, he's like, money bitches, you're still gonna buy our games, right? And that's all it comes down to.
It's like Call of Duty.
Everyone fuck it. Exactly. Alright, more news. What's our third topic of the day there, Connor?
Talking about
some epic
it's some epic news about Epic Games.
little
company, you know. At least a small little indie game called Gears of War.
The game sucked.
So, first piece of news. They have said that Gears of War Exile is cancelled. It was going to be a Kinect Gears of War game.
Well, who knows if they even programmed anything.
Yeah, they probably...
They just had it, was it trademarked or something?
Yeah.
And that's all. Like, who knows if
they trademarked it. Yeah. Kriplinski said it was going to be different and new and everyone would love it. And then they're just like, cancel it.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. What else is there?
Bulletstorm 2 is on hold, which I'm kind of disappointed about. I enjoyed the first one. It was a good game.
It felt like every other game, it just added in...
It was over the top.
Skill. Kill with skill. That's all, pretty much. I didn't like the main character. And the Asian stupid robot guy. They looked like Kano at the end.
Yeah, he did look like Kano.
Looks shitty.
Your character was just intentionally a giant douchebag. People Can Fly put on a new title. They were the ones who worked on Bulletstorm. They announced a new PC-only game is in the works. And it's kind of funny because Cliffy B, a couple years back, was dissing the PC.
Which is weird because you had a program on a PC.
Yeah. And, rumored to be a Kinect spin-off of the Gears of War franchise.
Yeah, it's gonna be
on wheels. Yeah. You drive a horse. Oh wait, Fable.
Yeah. That's why Peter Molyneux left.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they canceled. So we're not gonna get a Kinect Gears of War.
I know what's gonna be a PC game. It's gonna be called Gears Queers of War.
It doesn't have to be a Gears of War game.
No, it's probably not.
It's probably Unreal Tournament.
If it's a PC
an Unreal Tournament.
That could be true, but yeah, if it's PC, it's probably not Gears of War.
No.
They wouldn't want to limit themselves.
Oh, God, no.
They already do with one with only PC in. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So that's everything on the news front?
The only other thing I want to talk about is, just touch base, is the Dreamer of Wii U costs $300.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
It's $180. They think that it's going to be $180 to make. That's how much they say it's going to make the cost. Mm-hmm. So they're probably going to be $300, which is pretty cheap, I thought.
Because
you're getting the tablet controller is pretty big.
Yeah.
Right? But it's...
That's like $250.
Yeah. Well, no. It uses... and then the cost is probably. I bet it's cheap because it's it uses capacitance. Not capacitance, resistance. Because it has a screen and then a screen underneath, and when you test it, the resistance that's what makes the touch feel.
Okay.
I hate arrow lambs. I don't like arrow. That's why I think it's going to be cheaper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so $300, not too bad.
I think that's a really good price. I mean, you look at most consoles now, they're what, $299?
Yeah. No one was going to be the PS3 again. Because they realize that it's too much money.
For the low price of $599. What the fuck?
Shit. Yeah, which is crazy.
The Mexican Easter Bunny is here.
Alright, Wii U possible pricing. Interesting. Oh, yeah.
It's all about the money. Pre-orders and past week's sales.
Charts.
Everybody. Alrighty, so we got some charts. Starting off with the pre-orders.
Never heard of them.
Coming in at number 3 is Halo 4.
Quattro. We gotta say Quattro.
Halo Quattro. Quattron technology. Four blades, bitch. Speaking of, shaved this morning. Playoffs start tomorrow. Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit. Nah, really.
Canucks are taking it.
Your team didn't make it.
Now I only have one to cheer for. Halo Quattron, 206,000 pre-orders without a release date even in the works.
Oh, holiday collector's edition or anything.
Number two,
Ghost Recon Future Soldier at 256,625 copies.
And number one is
no surprise. Diablo 3 at
553,761. Nice. I
thought he was going to
be like, I can't
read it.
Pictographic. Oh, yeah. Diablo 3.
It's a picture of money.
Holding on to the top spot.
No surprise there.
Yeah, I was in.
Fails. Oh, my God. Fails.
Yeah. There's some more charts action sales. Coming in at number 3. Once again, Mass Effect 3 holding on to the top 3 spot on the Xbox 360, 115,137.
And number 2, we have Kid Icarus Uprising on the 3DS with 117,674.
And number 1, most sold game at the week ending March 31st.
Kingdom Hearts 3D for the 3DS at 210,859.
Nice.
Which is only in Japan, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's...
Japan keeping it alive. Yeah. If only they'd buy some Sony TVs.
Apparently
no one is.
What you know about video games?
Oh, we know that.
That
was last week. Episode 7.
Yeah. All right, and episode 8's edition of What You Know About Video Games. What's our game of the week, Steve?
Well, since we did a little NES title last week, we said let's do a little SNES title this week. We're doing Zombies Ate My Neighbors or Zombies in Europe and Australia.
There you go. Great game. Fucking loved it.
Oh, so much fun playing.
Classic. Remember renting it all the time from RNS Video. It was good.
I loved RNS Video. That's where the arcade was all the time.
Back when I was like 8, 9 years old.
Going man, to that took, from where you lived, it took like a million years to walk there.
What year?
When I was 8.
Yeah.
How old are you, 18 right now?
Yeah.
Do you turn 19 this year?
Yeah.
I'll be turning 25, so that means you're 6 years younger. So you were 2 years old when I was renting this game from Arnos Video.
No, that was one of the longest walk to Arnos Videos from your house.
Eh? I know, but and that's what I mean. You'd go to school Monday to Friday, and then Friday afternoon you'd be like, okay, I'm going to pick one game, and that's all I'm going to do all weekend.
Well, he didn't have, yeah, that's
and
what kids
you would
did.
Just go to the store, and you'd they had those fucking little plastic things, and you'd flip through them.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, this box art looks cool. You didn't know. You could go buy GamePro and hopefully read a review, but that was it. And yeah, and then I saw zombies at my neighbors. I was like, okay, fuck it.
Interwebs.
Such a great game.
It's hard, though.
Yeah. Who developed it?
LucasArts.
Nice.
Yeah.
George Lucas money. Being published by?
Konami.
The Konami Code. They made so many games back in the 16 and 8-bit game era.
Konami? Yeah.
One of the big leagues.
My favorite company on this, the 8-bit, was LJN. Yeah, right!
Little rainbow of ass. Yeah. It was released September 1993 in North America.
America.
And January 1994 in Europe.
I was in one when it was released. A month later.
All right, and it was on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. The Sega Mega Drive, which is a Genesis and the Genesis.
Yeah.
But the Mega Drive is...
Not on the Neo Geo?
Neo Geo. You just want to hear me sing that song. Not going to do it.
It was a run-and-gun zombie slaying action.
Yeah.
Run around, there'd be the little bonuses you could pick up and stuff.
Well, that's later, okay?
That's gameplay.
Just, yeah, that's just, we're just on genre, man.
Hey.
You got a simmer down. Yeah.
No,
it's E10 plus. Okay. Everyone 10 plus.
It was M.
Yeah, was it?
Well, 10 plus. That's pretty good, because there'd be like old fat man visuals and shit. There's sexy cheerleaders. I'm surprised there's only E10
fat guy
plus.
Eating his donut in the...
I guess because there's no gore or anything.
Yeah. Oh, a little. I guess a little bit, but
yeah,
not really.
E10.
Yeah, it was on ZAM engine.
Really? It was on an engine?
Yeah.
In the 16-bit, they had
engines?
It was
especially 16-bit. It was made for like 16-bit games back in the
gotcha.
Day.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right, so what's the plot there, Superstar?
Oh, I guess that's me. The player can choose between two characters... Or both in the two-player mode, of course. They navigate suburban neighborhoods, shopping malls, pyramids, haunted castles, and other areas, destroying a variety of higher horror monster movie monsters.
I always rock Julie.
Yeah. Oh, that's some characters, man. You're reading it. Including all the monsters, including vampires, werewolves, huge demonic babies, which is a cool.
Yes.
He was on a football field. Squidman, evil dolls, aliens, UFOs.
Did you say Seaman?
Yeah, Seaman, Squidman, UFOs, giant ants, blobs, giant worms, and zombies, and Connor's mom. Fireballs.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
That wasn't the huge demonic baby?
No, I was the huge demonic baby.
No, my favorite enemy was when the shopping mall level,
yeah.
And you go up the escalators, and there'd be the little babies with the hatches that they threw at you. You're like, oh, shit!
And they always made that creepy...
Yeah, or in the hedges, there was the like Jason Voorhees guy with the chainsaw. Yeah. Would run around.
I'd always be the beast and just punch him in the face.
Yeah, you'd turn it in.
Yeah. Your potions.
Get your sweet 3D glasses on.
Yeah. I was always that guy. I have that on. I have the cart for Super Nintendo, and I have it on virtual.
Nice. Yeah. So the gameplay was run and gun style, where you take weapons, and some of the weapons that there was water guns. Those are your basic fucking little weapons.
Yeah, it was a
got a fire extinguisher, alien bubble gun, weed whacker, always good, cut some people's faces off.
Oh, and then there was that... I guess it was a weed, but it had, like, the plant, and it made all the... You had to weed whack it, or you'd get hurt.
Yeah. Got some popsicles, dishes, silverware, all kinds of shit to throw at people.
Football, flamethrowers, the banana door, box is cool. You, like, open it and made that woo-woo, and then make a circle around you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so shoot your way through each level with anything you can fucking get your hands on. 48 stages is the goal to rescue the surviving members of the village, and they're all standing around fucking, like you said, barbecuing.
Yeah. There's like your teacher who's giving you an F, but you're like, still save that bitch. Right? There's the army guy. What else is there?
Me. Some fat fuck is floating in a pool.
Tourist. Yeah. And there's the what's her name? The jumping
bitch
girl.
On the trampoline. Yeah. I wasn't trying to fuck her. But she would just disappear when I got close. It's like high school.
True story.
And if you don't find a neighbor fast enough, enemy will kill the neighbors when touched, preventing them from being rescued.
That makes sense, right? Yeah. Easy enough.
The game is lost if the player loses either all of their lives or if all the neighbors get fucked.
Yeah, so you can beat the whole game if you have one neighbor still. But then it gets progressively harder because you gotta, like, it can die right away as soon as you spawn. So, like,
yeah.
It's tough, yeah. Just get, if you want to play it, just get some codes to the last level. It sucks though, like, the codes save, like, your, how many neighbors you have, but it doesn't take, I don't think it take, gives you weapons. So you pretty much be last level with your pew-pew gun. Mm-hmm. Pew-pew. Little water pistol.
Who would be wielding that pew-pew gun, Steve?
Characters were Zeke and Julie.
What's their backstories? I want to get to know these people. What were their lives? Or...
Yeah. This is a 16-bit era here. Didn't really have anything.
It was some blonde fuck who kind of looked like Hey Arnold from the
TV show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Spiky... No, Hey Arnold had a football head.
Yeah.
He looked more like...
Say whatever. He had blonde hair.
No, he looked kind of like a dude from Recess, maybe. We'll
there you go, yeah.
But he had, like, his 3D glasses.
Yeah. And Julie the blue and red, like, old-school 3D glasses.
Julie wore a red hat and long hair.
Yeah, I think she had purple hair.
I thought so. It was Nala's brunette.
Yeah.
I think it was brunette.
Good times.
Yeah. Great game.
We would have let you talk about it, but we know you never played it.
No. As we discussed, you were barely just... When they were developing, you were semen.
Okay. When it was released, I was just in my mother's womb.
There you go.
Hey, guys!
Well, yeah, so that's good. Good classics.
Frickin'.
Resident Evil. I mean, head to head.
What the fuck are you doing?
Looking for the pop.
What type of pop is this?
It's right here.
It's pop! It is sweet, sweet Pepsi!
As I pour me and Steve some delicious Pepsi Cola, why don't you tell us about our next segment, Connor?
Our next segment is going to be head to head, which is our second one.
That's how Connor spends all his Tuesday nights.
It is, but this week we're going to be talking
about... No! Why are you so delicious?
We're going to be talking
about... You slinging my cup?
I tried to stop the phone.
The two games we're going to be comparing are Gears of War 3 versus Halo Reach. I think it will be an interesting matchup.
I think both of them are going to score much higher than last week's two.
Oh, yeah. They're actually good games.
Okay.
Hey, look, it's PETA. I just killed a bird, sorry.
I could be wrong, but I'm going to say it anyways, because I think this show should be no bullshit and just tell it like it is. But do you think you guys purposely threw Dead Island under the bus in favor of Left 4 Dead last week, or did you rate it fairly?
I did not. I was unfair to that game.
Okay, what about you, Steve?
That's funny.
A little bit? Were you a little bit... Downvoting Dead Island, like, just Left 4 Dead.
Well, like, the only thing I... Dead Island is not as good as Dead as.
True, Left but Dead. To purposely be like, oh, I gave Dead Island a 2, so I have to give this at least a 3.
No.
Right?
No, I didn't do that. But
so for we all like both of them, right? Maybe you like one more than the other a little. Just try as honestly as you can to vote, because I want to see which comes out.
You came on a while ago.
I'm still in the never closet. Come
out. You're in the closet forever? Yeah. These were disgusting.
But before we do, let's just quickly, don't even think about it. What do you think's going to win?
Halo.
Gears?
I think Halo. But yeah, let's see. Sounds good.
That's just my bias.
He's going to be like, Halo's graphics is one.
That's what I said,
one.
Yeah.
One. All right. Gears of War 3 first. So.
All right, no, let's do, graphics out of 5. First for... Queers of War.
4.
Really?
Yeah.
4 to 5.
Really?
I thought it looked really good.
Steve-o?
The vistas and stuff looked really nice.
I'm giving it a 5.
Oh, Steve's lying already. 5.
What?
So Queers of War 3 had the best possible graphics. There's no way they could have been better.
No.
You're giving it a 5. No. They can't get a higher score than that.
4.5.
4, there you go.
Okay, when Uncharted 3 comes out, I'll give that a 5.
Exactly. That games that when you're just like, that looks better.
Well, if we ever have it on here.
Right? Like Battlefield PC. Like, you can't get better. Like,
it didn't look as good on Xbox, but on PC it looks
Uncharted 2
sick.
Even at its time.
Yeah.
Pinnacle. Oh, yeah.
Right? I'm going to give it a 4. All right. Halo Reach. Graphics out of 5.
3.
3.5.
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
I think it looks good, but...
It looks good, but I think Halo doesn't look as good as Gears of War.
I like the
Exiled
Gears better than the Exiled.
Yeah, like, they had destroyed... Like, everything was destroyed beauty. And, like, you could, like, blow things up in Halo, you really couldn't.
All right, sound for the Gears of War. Ooh, out of 5.
That's close. I don't know.
All right, well, you guys think, I'm going to give it a 3.
nothing was too bad, but I don't really remember anything sticking out like, oh, that sounded amazing.
The digger, to me. For me, the digger was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounded pretty sick. The sound
of chain gun.
Yeah, like the music is nothing. The music in Halo, I'd say, is
this
better.
Is Gears of War.
Yeah. I'm just saying like the sound, like the, you know, all it has to do with everything, right?
Yeah.
So if we're talking about Gears of War, I'd say
the music was
it was good, but it wasn't memorable. But the sound effects were awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you give it overall?
It's an opposite of Halo.
Was overall sound, music, effects, everything, voiceover, everything.
3.5.
Yeah, I'd give it the same, 3.5.
Okay. Halo, I'm going to give it a 4.
4 as well.
3. I hated the
sound. Yeah, really?
I loved it.
The sound effects are okay. I love the music. I just love the score. What did you two give it?
4.
And you, Steve? 3?
3.
Alrighty. Controls, out of 5. Gears of War, what would you give it? I'm giving 5? It a 3.5.
I had no problems
with it. It's good, but I think it's sluggish at times. It feels like sometimes you're slow. And I know that's the point of the game. It just seems like sometimes you move slow.
I never felt like
slow.
I was slow.
Yeah.
Unless you're sprinting, I feel like they're like... I think it's just because they're so bulky.
The way you feel.
And that is just the impression I get.
But I was always sprinting. That's the thing.
Like Mass Effect. I think you're so fluent and you feel great. Halo, I'm giving it a 5.
As fuck.
I'm giving Halo a 5 for controls. I know I kind of skipped ahead, but that's just my way of comparing it. You feel so fluent and in control with your character in Halo. Whereas the Gears of War, there's times, even when you're sprinting, sometimes when you're sprinting, you can't really, you know, you kind of like
it's lean hard to turn,
and blah, blah, blah. Right? So it's just my verdict is 3.5. What do you guys give it?
3.5 as well, 4.5? Yeah.
3.5? And what about for Halo? Like 4. I said, I give it a 5.
4?
4. It's not perfect, but it's good.
I think it's really fluent. I like
preferred
it.
Halo 3 over it.
Alright, gameplay. Now out of 6 for these last 3 categories. Gameplay for Gears of War.
5.5.
Oh, yeah, it's out of 6. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
I'm not going to go higher.
5.5? I was going to give it a 5, but I forgot it's out of 6. So, yeah, I'll get a 5.5 as well.
5.5.
It's really good. They mix up a lot of different elements. Yeah. It's just great. Definitely all the weapons feel very different.
Yeah.
The silverbacks are fun to play as.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, right?
I love the shield.
Yeah, especially, like, playing Horde mode and stuff. It's just so... Yeah.
I love being the center.
The gameplay is great. Halo Reach.
Gameplay? Feels like every other first-person shooter.
4.5 for me.
I already wrote 4.5 for me.
4.
4 for you, Steve-O? Alrighty.
Like, I love
story.
Yeah, I love
the
Halo.
Story
I
of
like...
Gears of War 3. How would you rate it?
It's a giant worm. Oh, wait, that was number 2. Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty cool, and there are some moments where, like, spoilers, when Dom dies that are pretty great and all. But overall, it's not that deep to me. It's generic squad-based.
So,
I'm going to give it a 3 out of 6.
I'll give it a 4.
3.5.
Story of Halo Reach. Back to the beginning.
5.
The Covenant.
I didn't find that good. 3.
3? You're giving it a 5?
Yeah.
Steve, you're 3? I'm going to go...
That's just fanboys talking.
Right? Yeah, I'm a fanboy.
I really like
I'm
Halo.
Biased.
It's 3, but at the end of the day, I look to multiplayer more than story for Halo.
So does everyone.
I play Halo for story.
I'm going to give it a 3. Right so in the middle.
Yeah.
Fun. The biggest factor for video games. Out of 6. What is the fun of Gears of War 3? Wrap it all up. You got the campaign. Get the Horde mode.
I loved Beast Mode.
Beast Mode.
If it was just Beast, I'd give that a 6 by itself.
Right? You get to unlock some different shit.
Horde, we had good fun.
How much fun did we have when we were skitterers and shit trying to kill... Fuck you, Dom! What are you giving it out of 6?
Boom! Gold Train! I'm like, I'm going to kill that guy just for saying that. Boom! Gold Train!
5.5. Nice. Connor?
For Gears?
Fun out of 6 for Queers of War triple.
I love the campaign.
5. I'm thinking about giving it a 6.
Just do it.
I think they could have had that one little bit more oomph to give it the 6. I don't want to give any game a perfect score. I'm giving it 5.5. And to be a perfect score in any category, it has to blow me away. Like, the one that comes to mind is graphics of Uncharted. Something like that, where, no, you did it. High five. Like, you accomplished it. Alright. Fun of Halo Reach.
5.
I for Connor. So you're telling me the fanboy is giving the fun of Halo less than Gears of War? Interesting.
I gave it both a 5.
You gave it a 5.5.
Okay, yeah. It's just because some of the multiplayer aspects.
Whatever, it's done.
It's concrete.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just some of the multiplayer aspects ruined the fun for Halo for me.
I hate
that. I initially was going to give Halo a lower score, like probably a 4 for fun.
That's what I'm getting.
But thinking about it, especially the beta, because the beta played so much, we were religious playing that.
That's what we
knew it was timed, right? But yeah, like stealthing and fucking stabbing people and shit.
That's when it used to be good.
Great. Yeah, and the campaign I don't think is nearly as fun as the multiplayer. But I'm going to give it a 4.5 out of 6. But it was close to a 5. It almost got a 5.
Quattro.
4? Alrighty. You guys, talk about the two games while I quickly add this up.
How about it?
So,
we had so many .5s, just pointing that out.
That's because I invented the .5.
Yeah. Yeah, I just felt like some of the choices that Bungie chose for the multiplayer really brought down some of the fun.
I don't like, in the beta, that's the most fun I had.
It was.
The beginning, the first I had a lot of fun.
With, like, all four of us and Paul would play?
Yeah, and then, but then they changed stuff, and then.
Yeah.
And then they took away my,
Armor lock,
and I loved
Armor
Lock.
Yeah, just ruined that.
I know people hate Armor Lock, but I loved it.
Yeah, and, like.
Because the jetpack is boring. Sprint
it
is.
It leaves you way too open.
Give you, take away your sprint in the game? That's stupid, which is, like, I'm like, I took sprint if it wasn't that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, for me, if I don't choose Armor Lock anymore because it's so broken.
You know what's funny? I didn't think I'd like Gears of War multiplayer, but it's
fun. Yeah, I got you into that.
I didn't think I was going to like it.
Yeah, I'm like, let's just do it.
Yeah. So I never played it on 2, and I never played it on 1.
I
played Horde.
It's a competent third-person shooter multiplayer. I mean, it's fun when you, like, some guy's behind cover, and you have the day where you're like, fuck you. Yeah.
It's just like, boom. It's just like, what's it, Halo, though. No, shotguns overpowered.
Well, it's one of the power weapons, so of course.
Alrighty.
I know Halo 1.
Totals are here. We, just keep talking for a couple seconds.
Yeah. I mean, the beta was the best.
Yeah, I had the fun with the beta.
Yeah.
And I mean, really? You thought I didn't think the story was that good on Halo Reach.
I liked it. I mean, yeah.
It's simplistic, too, though.
And? There's nothing
almost as
simple
as there is. It's got to be in depth. If you're going to play a shooter for a story, like you say you play Halo 4,
I do. That's
it's got to be. It's got to be better than it was.
I just found myself, like, some of the characters, yeah, I didn't care about.
I hated Kat.
I liked it, but she wasn't my favorite.
Her voice was terrible, too.
I didn't mind it.
It was terrible. That's because you like guys, though. It's different.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah,
see, you knew it. But, yeah.
My favorite was probably George.
I didn't like him. Well, I didn't mind him, but I didn't.
I know yours was Emil. No, John, right? Who was your favorite then?
The guy you play?
Noble Six.
Yeah, he's the man.
Well, no, that's because he's you.
Well, my favorite, I don't know.
Alrighty. The tally is in.
The tally? Who's tally?
Yeah. Just a refresher, last week we gave Dead Island a 51.5 out of 99.
Because it sucks.
We gave Left 4 Dead 2 a 68.
Oh, that seemed weird.
Out of 99. Both of these games scored higher. Right? Not surprising.
Yeah, exactly.
One game got a 71.5 total score.
That's scary.
And the winner got a 77, which is our new high score for head to heads.
That'll be Halo because he's the guy's a fanboy.
Winner is Gears of War 3.
I called it. Only
Gears
one.
Of War 3 got a 77, whereas Halo Reach got a 71.5.
And that was even with a Halo fanboy in the room.
So Gears.
Yeah, but I was trying to adjust myself a little.
Six. You're like, what?
This is what I find interesting. The reason it probably won is fanboy Steve, based on these results.
I'm not a fan.
No, he's not a fanboy.
Yeah, I know a fanboy
of Gears of War. Compared to us, I think you are.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Look at this. Gears of War, Connor gave it a 25.5.
Yeah.
Halo Reach, Connor gave it a 25.5.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So your scores are different, but overall, it equals out.
Yeah.
Gears of War, I gave it a 24.5, one point lower. Halo Reach, I gave it a 24.5.
One point lower. And that means different. I gave it like a 29.
We each gave it, yeah. Halo Reach, you gave it 21.5. So way lower than me and Connor ranked Halo Reach. Yeah. And for Gears of War, you gave it a 27.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Well, it's not that much difference.
Well, yeah. It ends up beating it by 6 points, which, yeah, really isn't that much.
My bad.
But, yeah.
That is a bit surprising, though.
Yeah. It's, but, yeah, I think that's good. I think we scored it way more fair than we did last week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, our new high score is 77. That's what games have to beat. Yeah. I love this feature. Yeah. I think it's my new favorite feature.
My favorite one.
It used to be charts, because I love my statistics.
You didn't even know how to fucking add.
It's our way that teaches me. Yeah. All right, good times.
What do we have now? Games we've been playing.
Slash beat.
Video games we've been playing. Bitches.
Bloody hell.
Bitches. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
You guys want to talk about it? I got to write something down.
Well, you first. Star Wars.
Star Wars The Old Republic.
Anything else?
That's it. Deal with it.
Deal with it, JPEG.
That's what I played. Star Wars. Got my trooper to level 39.
38.
Oh, close. Yeah. I was thinking. I just had a guess there. All right. I played Brotherhood, Assassin's Creed. Beat that game. And then I started Assassin's Creed Revelations. I'm on my ass Creed fix here. Oh, man. It's getting too much, though. Don't play all four at the same time. It's just too much Assassin's Creed for one person.
Yeah.
But Assassin's Revelations, as most people know, it's been out for a while. Last year it came out. But you're Ezio Auditore, and you're old as fuck now. So, he looks old, man. He looks hagged.
Well, he's been doing it forever.
You're back to, with El Tair, or Constantinople, you're all back in like that, around that place instead of...
Good times.
Yeah, and that's all I've been playing.
For me, I've been actually playing quite a bit. Mass Effect 2, I went back to it. Uncharted 3, I've been playing that. God of War 3, WoW. Portal 2, Halo 3, Halo ODST.
Now you're learning with portals.
I love Portal 2. I also bought a little Xbox Live indie game called DLC Quest. Which is fun. It's only about 20 minutes, but...
20 minutes? How much did you pay for it?
80 Microsoft
points? Yeah, $1.
Yeah.
I played Angry Birds for way more than 20 minutes.
I didn't. I beat Angry Birds Space in 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pay for the next... It's just like... Is Capcom taking over?
Capcom bought over the Razio.
But the whole point of the game is it's making fun of games with lots of DLC.
It's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah. Like, the concept of the game is, when you first start, there's no animation, there's no sound, there's no pause menu, and you can only move left. You have to go collect coins and buy the DLC in-game.
It's on the disc. Capcom already sued them.
And then, there are choices you can make which affect the game, which affect the ending, which is more I can say about Mass Effect.
Arch, hey?
Fucking gingers.
It's even got a fan, even got a Bandwagon N7 hoodie wearing today, too.
Alright, so that's it for games we played?
Yeah.
Game you're looking forward to?
Dota 2.
Dota.
Not much.
Isn't Valve making Dota?
Dota 2, yeah. And then Blizzard is releasing Blizzard Dota. Blizzard Dota. Yeah, so you can play as like Thrall. Jim Raynor. He's probably going to be in it. The Lich King.
I want to play the Brood War, is that what it's called?
The Brood War?
Yeah, StarCraft 2 Brood War. Oh, I forgot your Zentigator again.
That's the old expansion. Are you talking about the new
expansion? Yeah, what's the new one called?
Heart of the Swarm.
Yeah, I want to play that. Alright, but mine is, I'm going to go with Final Fantasy Versus 13, which has been 6 years development, so hopefully, they said this year was the year it's coming out, but I don't think so.
You believe it when it happens?
Yeah.
I heard it might be released in, like, chapters.
Oh, that's what I heard too.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's not. I'm hoping they release it
on a disc, full game.
Full
with
game.
With an ending.
Yeah, with an ending this year. I'm hoping this year.
And then they can start working Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, sure. As long as my hit Final Fantasy Versus 13.
Game I'm looking forward to is Lollipop Chainsaw. Being developed by Grasshopper Manufacturer. And
I just want to see Jessa Nigri.
Published by Warner Brothers Interactive.
I just want to see her in that
sweet. Coming out in a couple months. And yeah, Lollipop Chainsaw is you're a sexy cheerleader with the chainsaw and you kill zombies. Good times.
I'll play it because there's zombies, but.
I'll play it because there's a sexy bitch.
Well, this wearing pretty much nothing.
Well, That's why he likes it.
That's why it's great.
All right. It's great.
Before we wrap this up, I want to get a little vote here. Well, it's not really a vote. What would you prefer for our head-to-head for next week? Option A is Fallout.
Which one?
Fallout 3. Right? Never mind. Have you played New Vegas, sir?
No.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Okay, well, there's only option B, then. There is no option A.
What is it?
So option E, it's going to be Uncharted 2 versus Mass Effect 2. Two third-person shooters with huge story influences going head-to-head in the Coctagon, known as the Head-to-Head Games Arena.
I don't know who's
going to
win.
I'm excited.
I'm going to say Mass Effect right now.
I'm going to say Mass Effect, but Uncharted is not going down. Uncharted is not going down without a fight.
No, it's
going
to.
Right now, I'm going to, for graphics.
Hands
down, Uncharted.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why two graphics are shit.
Exactly, right? So it's not going down. I'm a Mass Effect fanboy, but Uncharted 2 is fucking amazing.
These are going to be our high scoring games.
Uncharted. Oh, 66. just to make it win, eh?
But then we'll both do the opposite.
So you have to, I'll judge it fairly. But obviously, I think best. We'll see.
I love both of these
games.
I like Uncharted 3 more than 2.
Well, that's why I love 2 and 2.
More than 3.
It's because you suck at Uncharted 3. I got stuck at a party. The guys kept killing me. I'm like, what? Are you on Crushing? Then you can complain. Because that's fucking hard.
That is our episode for the week. I'm Carlos Cordero.
Steven Arcee.
And the guy who beat Wet.
Oh!
Signing off.
Starfag.